Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Komisioner Diskriminasi Ras Australia mengatakan solusi untuk rasisme sudah ada. Akan tetapi pemerintah perlu bertindak. Dalam pidatonya di National Press Club, Giridharan Sivaraman mengatakan bahwa berbagai bentuk rasisme telah meningkat sejak serangan 7 Oktober di Timur Tengah. Dan beberapa pendekatan pemerintah justru memicu konflik antar komunitas.
We already have the solutions to tackle racism in Australia. All we need now is genuine commitment and political will.
Demikian Giridharan Sivaraman, Komisaris Diskriminasi Ras Australia. Ia mendesak pemerintah untuk menerapkan rencana untuk menangani diskriminasi ras di Australia.
Racism is a word, an issue that draws overwhelming reactions, visceral at times. Sometimes I wonder if people think saying racism is like saying Beetlejuice, that it will make the demon appear.
Sivaraman menyerukan agar persemakmuran merespons kerangka kerja nasional anti-rasisme yang dirilis 9 bulan lalu dalam pidatonya di National Press Club. Kerangka kerja tersebut mencakup 63 rekomendasi untuk menghilangkan rasisme di seluruh masyarakat, mulai dari perubahan sistem hukum hingga pengumpulan data. Beliau juga mengatakan hal ini menjadi momen kritis bagi Australia.
The war in Gaza has triggered a terrifying surge of anti-Semitism, anti-Palestinian racism, anti-Arab racism, and Islamophobic hate. Mentioning those different forms of racism doesn't mean equating them. Mentioning one doesn't invalidate another.
Hamas membunuh lebih dari 1.200 orang di Israel pada 7 Oktober 2023, dengan setidaknya 200 sandera yang dibawa. Sejak itu, lebih dari 60 ribu orang tewas akibat serangan udara Israel di Gaza. Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia Australia telah mengungkap beberapa temuan dari proyek Seen and Heard yang bertujuan untuk menangani peningkatan rasisme pasca konflik. Sivaraman mengatakan orang merasa kehilangan kemanusiaan ketika mereka di dalam penderitaan.
When the massacre of 1,200 Jews and Israelis by Hamas on October 7 is not acknowledged, it dehumanizes them. And by extension, Jewish and Israeli Australians. When the devastation caused by Israel in Gaza, the death of 60,000 civilians, mass starvation, the destruction of homes is ignored, it dehumanizes Palestinians. And by extension, the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim Australians who identify with them.
Sejak 7 Oktober, pemerintah secara konsisten mengemukakan kekhawatiran tentang kohesi sosial di Australia. Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese berbicara pekan lalu mengenai hal ini.
There's no place for anti-Semitism. There's no place for Islamophobia. There's no place for hatred in this country. They don't want conflict brought here.
Namun Sivaraman tetap mengatakan, walau demikian, tidak berarti masalah-masalah tersebut diabaikan.
I mean, of course, we don't want conflict here, but we can't distance ourselves from the inhumanity that occurs wherever it is occurring.
Bilal Rauf dari Dewan Imam Nasional Australia mengatakan pesan kepada komunitas dengan sangat jelas.
To say to that person, well, that's a foreign issue. You shouldn't be affected by that. It's not only artificial, it's heartless. It's unrealistic.
Rauf menyambut dengan sangat baik rencana anti-rasisme tersebut.
I think the framework that's been put forward and the key points that have been made are well-founded, and it's something that I agree with.
Komisioner mengatakan bahwa masyarakat seringkali dihadapkan satu sama lainnya akibat pendekatan pemerintah.
When it comes to solutions that will tackle racism, if you just work with one community to the exclusion of another, you don't come up with solutions that will help everyone. Other communities feel like they're not seen, they're not heard, that their trauma isn't real. That creates distrust in government. It creates distrust between communities.
Rauf berkata bahwa ia telah merasakannya sejak tanggal 7 Oktober.
We as a society, we stand or fall together, either united, and if divided, then that doesn't bode well for any of us. And it hasn't helped that, or the perception that governments and politicians have at times taken partisan positions. So, for instance, lighting up the Opera House or steps like that in support of one group of people, or promoting laws designed specifically for one group of people without a regard for the interests of all of us and protecting all of us and recognizing the trauma and the suffering and the experiences of all of us.
Peter Wertham dari Dewan Eksekutif Yahudi Australia telah mengatakan bahwa perpecahan telah terjadi di dalam komunitas tersebut.
I think the government has done everything it can to try to ameliorate the situation. But the polarization in the community, which is not coming from the government, it's coming from changed circumstances globally and in Australia. That's not something you can sheet home to government. That is something that communities themselves have to take responsibility for, and which governments need to support them in doing.
Dia mendukung langkah-langkah untuk mengatasi rasisme di Australia, tetapi mengatakan bahwa solusi ini juga harus didasarkan pada komunitas.
My own view is that the best way of tackling any form of prejudice is to tackle it at its source, and that is where it's coming from the communities itself, or the communities themselves. And governments obviously have a role to play there. But I don't think that the primary responsibility lies in that sector. Racism is not a government phenomenon.
Para menteri pemerintah federal menolak permintaan wawancara serta tidak menyiapkan pernyataan apapun untuk saat ini. Disusun oleh Rania Yalop dan Cameron Carr untuk SBS News, diproduksi oleh Rachel Tampubolon untuk SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.